I will say the parasha begins. Remember, parasha's Vayechi, the last parasha in Chumash Bereishis. So I will say ultimately begins. It's an incredibly dramatic parasha on so many levels. First of all, it's the end of the era of the Avos, which in and of itself is incredibly amazing. Remember again, Yaakov, with the death of Yaakov, you know, the era of the Avos dies, right? And the beginning of the era of Klal Yisrael begins. What's also amazing, of course, is it's the first parasha in a very long time where, to be honest, there's no overt tsar. There's nuanced tsar, because as Chazal say, the parasha stuma, the parasha is closed, to ultimately indicate to us that this was the beginning of exile. This is the beginning of Shiva Mitzrayim. I want to share with you something amazing. The opening pasuk in the parasha is Vayechi Yaakov Beretz Mitzrayim Shva Esrei Shana. Right? Ultimately, again, that Yaakov Avinu lives in Eretz Mitzrayim for 17 years. I actually quoted this I made a recording for the Rabbi Nachman Shir, but the Medrash and the Zohar say something amazing. They say that Yaakov Avinu lives for 17 years in Mitzrayim. 17 years. The numerical value of 17 is Tov. And therefore, the Medrash and the Zohar write that the years that Yaakov Avinu went ahead and lived in Mitzrayim were the best years. The best years, the most incredible years. And I will say, the shayla is, what does that mean? So you'll listen to Rabbi Nachman Shir. Rabbi Nachman has a beautiful approach to it, in terms of what it means is that those are the best years. But I want to share with you an incredible idea from the Rebbe, Rav Simcha Bono Pshischa. So Rav Pshischa says a very simple vart. He says, yes, Vayechi Yaakov Beretz Shva Esrei Shana, Shva Esrei Shana, right? Numerical value of 17 is Tov. These were the best years. Why, Rabbi Osai? Why? How could he do the 17? He says the answer is in the pasuk. Vayechi Yaakov Beretz Mitzrayim. Because Yaakov Avinu made a conscious decision to maximize these years in Egypt. He lived these years. And when you make a conscious decision to live the years, even if they are in Eretz Mitzrayim, they become the best years. People say, what is Rebbe saying? He says, so many times in life, we focus on what is broken in life. So many times in life, we focus on what is broken in our circumstances. So many times, we focus on what is wrong. And we put all of our energies to getting to this utopian existence where everything is going to be great and everything is going to be wonderful. So I'll say whether or not that utopian existence is even realistic is a side discussion. But so the human condition is we often focus on what is wrong to the exclusion of recognizing the brachos that we have and what is right. See, Rabbi Osai, all of us live in Mitzrayim to some degree. All of us live in Mitzrayim to some. Remember again, you know, look in the Svar, what's Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim is the Mitzarim. Mitzrayim are, right, the narrow straits, the difficult times in life. All of us have our own Mitzrayim. But the Shaila is, are you going to maximize your life even when you have Mitzrayim? Or are you just simply going to lament that you're in Mitzrayim? Are you going to maximize the circumstances you have? Or are you going to go ahead and lament the fact that life is not as you want it? That the circumstances are not, and I'll be happy when things fall into place. Says the Rebbe something, we'll say it's such a simple vart, but it's so profound. Do you know the godless of Yaakov Avinu? Vayechi Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim. We'll say, what does Vayechi mean? What do you have to tell me, Vayechi? Vayechi Yaakov, he lived in Mitzrayim for 17 years? Shkoyach, right? I know that, right? I could do the math. I know when Yaakov Avinu came down to Mitzrayim, and I know ultimately when he dies in Egypt. I know that he spends the last 17 years of his life in Mitzrayim. What is it Torah coming to teach me? Torah is coming to teach you that Yaakov lived. Well, say Yaakov lived is not a biological statement. Yaakov lived is a life aspirational statement. You think life was perfect for Yaakov Avinu because he was in Mitzrayim? He was in Mitzrayim. He was in Golos. He recognized that he was never again going to see his beautiful Eretz Canaan. He recognized that the next time he was going to go into Eretz Yisrael was going to be in a coffin. He was not going back. He also recognized what was coming down the pike. He knew that his children were not leaving Egypt anytime soon. But I will say, despite all of that was broken, Yaakov Avinu made the conscious decision to maximize his life in the circumstances he was given. Vayechi Yaakov. The Chiddush is, Yaakov lived even though what? Even though what? Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Even though he had his personal Mitzarim, even though he had his personal difficulties, he chose to live. We will say we all have challenges. We all have challenges. And those challenges, some of us have big ones, some of us have small ones, some of us have overwhelming challenges, some of us have manageable challenges. Some of us have challenges that we could see our way out of, some of us mamish cannot see a light at the end of the tunnel. We all have our mitzrayim. But I will say, sometimes people make the terrible mistake of using all of their kochos to obsess over their challenges. All of their kochos, ultimately again, to focusing on that which is wrong. And I will say, you know what the incredible part is? When you use all of your kochos to focus on that which is wrong, a little secret, it doesn't help. It doesn't fix anything. It doesn't actually make anything better. In fact, all it does is make your life darker and more overwhelming. Our avodah in life is to take the circumstances we're given and to maximize them. To take the life we're given and to maximize it. To take the situations we're given and to ultimately find the best, the most greatest amount of beauty and light, and to somehow figure out how to make the best of those circumstances. We all live in our own mitzrayim. We all have our own mitzarim. We all have our own challenges. What's our job? To model ultimately the behavior of our patriarch. The godless of Yaakov Avinu was Vayechi Yaakov Bi'eretz Mitzrayim Shva Esrei Shana. Numerical value, gematria of Shva 17. I will say, this is not like one of those gematrias. You know, add 1 plus 1 minus egos for Chet times 2 for Yetzir HaTov. Add in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you get this. I will say, this is straight. This is glot. This is a glot gematria. Right? 17 is Tov. Yaakov Avinu says, I got it. I'm in Mitzrayim. But I need to live. I need to live. It's got to be the best possible life I can make for myself under these circumstances. The Ribon Shom should bench us with a beautiful life, an Eretz Yisrael Dika life, a life of bracha, a life of clarity, a life of incredible and overwhelming shefa. But I will say, more often than not, if we don't live our entire lives, we at least live some part of our life in Mitzrayim. When we find ourselves in Mitzrayim, we should be zochet to find the koach of Yaakov Avinu, the koach of Vayichi, to live, to maximize, to make the most of our circumstances, the best of our circumstances, no matter how challenging they may be. Thank you, Shabbos.